When the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall see him, and behold, if the rising be white in the skin, and have turned to hair white, and there be quick raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean.
If we want to see his blonde hair, let's go to 13:30, and it says blonde thin hair, so they don't mean black people who have the disease of leprosy, whose hair stays thick, even if they have white hair from that disease, leproma. This is, they say thin.
Then the priest shall see the plague, and behold, if it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be it a yellow thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry scowl, even a leprosy upon the head of his beard.
Go to 36 of the same chapter. He's going to speak about blonde hair again.
Then the priest shall look on him, and behold, if the scar be spread in the skin, the priest shall not seek for the yellow hair. He is unclean.
If you went to the Holy Quran, the 20th chapter, the 102nd verse, we're going to talk about the color of his eyes. Now, so far, we got several things established. The color of his skin, the color of his hair, and now let's get the color of his eyes. And then I'm going to show you who the family of the righteous is by color in the Songs of Solomon.
Okay, 20th chapter of Quran, 102nd ayat, or verse. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. On the day when the trumpet shall be blown, and we will gather the guilty blue-eyed on that day.
So we then covered that this tribe of Canaan has got a curse put on them, and the curse resulted in several things. One, reading all of Leviticus, you'll find that there are various degrees of leprosy or disease, which resulted in their skin being bleached white, as well as their hair being blonde and thin, as well as the eyes being blue. Now, if we go to Genesis 9:25, we'll find out that this is right after the flood,